Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff, lots of content there, things you can read, things you can watch, things you can listen to, thousands of each one of those that either I've done or my Brain Trust members have done, or we've done them together, like you'll find at the suite that we've created for our good friend Tom Anastasi, who's with us right now. Go to smallbusinessadvocate.com and type in Anastasi in the search engine, and you'll find all the things that he and I've done over the years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust, plus articles he's written. So we got a lot of stuff there that it's all free, all available just for you. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about doing business with big corporations and larger companies and trying to grow your business that way, being a little more proactive, going after the bigger companies. Couple of things, Tom. One thing I'd like to say to get you started a little bit is, in my experience, and I've got decades of experience dealing with big companies. In my experience, make sure that you know the people around the person you're dealing with. Because if there's one thing that I've learned, you know, when I started out as a pup selling to big companies back a long time ago, Tom, I start dealing with somebody and you know, they might have been there 10 years in that job. They might be there 10 more years in that job. Things aren't like that anymore. People move fast these days in these big companies. So the person who's next door to the person you're dealing with might be doing that job tomorrow. So you need to get to know the person next door, so to speak. What do you think, Tom?
That's all networking in a big corporation, and one of the things you do is you get introduced to as many people as you possibly can. You know, but doing selling to a corporation, in many ways, you are a farmer rather than a hunter. Mm-hmm. So it's your job to sit there and really nurture that account. And once you're in, your job is to sit there and just be there as much as possible and understand the corporate dynamics and realize that every company has got own unique culture and really respect that and become part of it if you can, which is also important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one thing about corporate sales, it's different. No one is going to give you a big, giant order to begin with. That simply doesn't happen because
right.
They want to make sure that you have the infrastructure to handle them. So what they're going to do is, if they like you, they like your company, they like your products, what they're going to do is they're going to give you a small order of maybe $5,000 or $10,000. And they're going to see how you do with that. You know, can you handle that? Can you set things up? And the one thing they're going to make sure you do is follow up, because the last thing they want is to have somebody go and sell them something and never see them again.
Mm-hmm.
They're
going
to want to see you a lot. So they're going to see if you'll do that with a small order. And many times, I mean, I have spent, for instance, in a corporation that I ended up doing millions of dollars of business with, a cable that needed to have a special printer somebody got over in Japan. They couldn't hook it up to their computer. They needed a special cable. So I spent 3 or 4 days tracking down a cable maker,
mm-hmm.
and I made, I think, $10 from this. Well, you sit there and say, well, how can you make a living when you make $10 from 3 days of work? Thing is, they remember that I was the one
yeah.
who solved that problem,
oh, yeah.
and
they need problem solvers because they're so busy. These guys, what you'll find when you get in there, folks, if you don't already know, is they'll spend 7 of the 10 hours that they're at work today in meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Or on conference calls or something like that. And so they need people to be an extension of them. And what you did, they didn't expect you, they didn't need you to create the cable or to provide the cable. They needed you to help them find the cable.
Right.
When I had my consulting business, my clients didn't necessarily need me. always looking for new ways to raise money. And so next thing you know, there's going to be a federal tax on online sales.
On top of what the states want to charge,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to. Yeah. My concern is I don't want to give them a mechanism to start doing that. That's what I'm concerned about.
Right.
Then it becomes a value-added kind of thing or whatever.
I think that's a legitimate concern. Now, in the Senate on Friday night, there were four senators who got up and said this is absolutely the wrong way to go. One of them was Senator Max Baucus of Montana. He's right. Chairman of the Senate Finance Committee,
right.
A Democrat. And he said,
Isn't NZ
Montana?
Also from Montana?
No, NZ's from Wyoming.
Wyoming, okay,
but,
yeah.
But Montana doesn't have a sales tax, so
yeah.
Senator Baucus is well aware that if this bill were to pass, then auditors from New York and Illinois can fire off demand letters to any Montana business saying,
mm-hmm.
I demand you pay the sales tax, penalties, and interest. It doesn't really matter whether you collected it from the customers or not, based on sales you made to the state of New York.
Yeah.
And, that Montana business has got to hire an attorney in Albany, New
mm-hmm.
York, and show up and fight that, or they're going to have to pay.
Steve, I got to wrap it up. We're running out of time. What about, so quickly, where do you see this? What do you see this being? How do you see this being by the end of the year? What do you think?
I think by the end of the year, we'll have hearings in the House and the Senate. And by then, I will have fought for at least five or six ways to make the bill really tougher.
Yeah.
And to strengthen small business.
At least make the minimums higher. Thanks, Steve, for standing in the breach for us. Steve DiaBianco, ladies and gentlemen, netchoice.org is the website. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.